Welcome to TerryWilson3.com, the show committed to helping you grow, protect, and enjoy your money, business, and life.
Wanted to get with you. This is really something that seems to be scratching a lot of itches, and it looks like it's pretty lucrative.
Well, it's one of the best business decisions that I've made, you know, becoming a rep.
My intent now is being in that call center is letting people know this is real. You will make money, and you don't have to have a product to promote. Just get in that call center and take calls, read a script. You will make money.
I started my own personal business 10 days ago. On Friday, I have my first two sales come through, and I have more pending. You do the activity, you take the time, you talk to the people.
You will make money.
I am in love with it. I don't know any other way to put it.
I really appreciate all the value you give. It's a lot, but I look up to you a lot. You're kind of a leader in an industry where there's lots of BS.
And by the way, I love your swag.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really, I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Well, are we live?
I think so.
Are you sure?
I hope so.
Guys, I'm sorry. I think we're about a minute and a half late.
We are.
Oh, no.
Expect the review.
Oh, no. Here comes the reviews.
We're going to be in timeout, y'all.
No, it always happens. We're set up, and then as soon as we hit play, it's like, why didn't it work?
The link gets broke from YouTube, and then all of a sudden, it's like, why is it not playing? And I have to go back and refresh it. So if you logged in here and we were about a minute half late, we apologize. We had to go back and refresh the link that we have for from YouTube and get that on. So this is episode 334. We're talking, what are we talking about tonight? Anybody know what we're talking about?
Didn't you give us like a list to go over?
I gave us no list.
I didn't get a list.
What are we talking about? Somebody come up with something. No, we got something to talk about. Surely we got something to talk about.
I hope you had something planned because we're already off to a rocky start.
I know it.
It's Monday.
Well, I didn't get in till like 4 o'clock in the morning.
What?
Driving back from Atlanta.
Y'all drove back last night?
Oh, yeah.
I thought you spent the night.
No, we sat there and chopped all night, and we wanted to get back because the game today was at 4 o'clock, and we felt like if we got back, we could sleep and then get up around 2 o'clock.
Oh, my word.
So that's why, I mean, I couldn't even speak this morning, so this is why I sound a little bit like barely white.
Wilson time.
Good Lord. But the Braves are out of it. Today was the last day.
I said nothing. No
don't
comment.
I don't want to hear nothing.
I didn't make any comments. I'm just...
Well, just so you know, I hit a home run over our fence today into Peter's yard.
Did you really?
I did, which he was so excited to go get the ball for us so we could keep playing baseball. He was joyful about it when Justin went and told him that his wife had hit a baseball over the fence.
The baseball over the fence. Oh, we got baseball fever here, except for this one here. Right. He's Mr. Basketball.
I mean, I don't live here, so I'm not bringing you guys down. I'm just at home waiting for basketball season to start. Preseason started, I'm happy.
Y'all aren't football people?
Not really.
I play fantasy football, but I don't watch a single game. I just.
How can you not love college football?
I'm telling you, we are
worse
odd
than NFL football.
I know we're odd because in North Carolina, which is where I was raised, born in Georgia, raised in North Carolina. In North Carolina, it's all about college basketball. North Carolina and Duke, that big rivalry.
North Carolina.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Raise up.
I won't say the rest. I'll get in trouble.
Yeah, exactly. So because I, you know, raised in North Carolina, it was always about college basketball. And then in Georgia, Braves, man. I mean,
oh, yeah.
Braves baseball. And so.
Coming here was a culture shock.
Coming down here, like I would say, man, did you see Carolina last night?
Yeah.
Everybody thinks I'm talking about the Gamecocks.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
especially in our area around here, everybody's a Clemson fan.
And everybody's a Clemson fan.
At least I feel like
in the upstate.
Not in our home.
That's fine.
Well, LSU, right?
Yeah, Justin is
hardcore Louisiana.
Forever.
Yeah.
I mean, we all have LSU t-shirts that he wants us to wear every Saturday. We're those people.
We're those kind of guys. Well, it's so funny. I mean, Gina could care less about sports.
Yeah.
Could care less. I think my boys, Reagan loves basketball and River
likes baseball.
River likes baseball and
watch a little bit of
Israel is today was his second day in karate.
Nice.
And
the place up here?
Yeah, the place right up toward the lake.
I'm gonna ask you questions about that later because we're thinking about putting wells in.
It's a wonderful, wonderful. They're really, really good with the kids because I had to watch them, you know, because they, you know, they're really good with kids and all the way up. But he sees that big ring out there and he goes, I'm going to fight in that one day. He loves. And so he likes that kind of stuff.
He likes training to be Batman.
He wants to be. Well, that's the thing. And he has still got it in his head that that's a career option.
Yeah. Well, that's Wells. We were talking about family one day, you know, growing up and getting married. And he said, well, I'm not getting married because I'm going to be a ninja.
There you go. Well, why not?
I mean, smart man, at least don't get married if you're planning on being a ninja, because wife might not be on board.
Yeah. I told somebody one time, I said, you know, the bad part about growing up, when you, as a kid, your imagination, you can be anything. Mm-hmm. And the problem, I think, sometimes we grow up and we get so jaded with life, you know, all of a sudden we think our options are just this. I'm not saying you can be Batman, of course, but...
I can.
I mean, you can try.
You could try.
Elon Musk is the closest thing to Iron Man or Batman that we have. That guy does some crazy stuff.
Hey, he's about to lose his own space. Yeah, that's true.
And then took a picture. It was like, that's something Batman would do. I don't know. So maybe you can be Batman.
Well, tonight we do have a subject, guys. We're talking about how to earn more money from home on your terms with various ways of doing it. One of the things someone asked me the other day was, you know, Terry, is there a way to make money in your business without talking to people? Because I'm an introvert. And I was talking to them via, you know, one of the social media things. And I got them. I said, absolutely. You can blog and you can write. Mm-hmm. We have companies we can hook you up with that will allow you to do what's called craft assembly, where you're assembling various things. What they do is they send it all the stuff out to you. You do the labor, you send it back assembled, and they pay you for that. That's going to be, and it's seasonal mostly, but coming around Christmas, it's going to be pretty big. Of course, there's the freight brokering opportunity that we have. And the point is, entrepreneurialism is not a personality type. It's a career path that various personality types can engage if they know what fits their personality and which one to engage in. Now, you know, naturally, things that you're doing as far as assembly and that kind of stuff, writing, it's going to be limited because you can only do so much because it's contingent upon what you can produce. The money, if a person is financially motivated and they have the personality type that they don't mind talking a little bit or working with people, then they can definitely scale a business that way. And so I wanted to sort of break that out a little bit tonight, you know, and answer questions on, you know, how you could start a home-based business, whether it be with TW3 or something outside of us, because quite frankly, we're not a fit for everyone. And Reagan, when I was talking about an email we got today from a non-member, someone that's not a member, and was just explaining some things about what was going on and where they were at in life. And, you know, I don't want to embarrass them. They might be on tonight. And, you know, I says, you know, this is the poster child of someone that, and it's not that they're a bad person or we're, it's not, but they're not right for this business right now. Mm-hmm. And I put the emphasis on right now because of issues going on in their life right now, things that they need right now, the immediacy that and urgency that they have financially for their well-being, they should not be, whether it be Terry Wilson or any other entrepreneurial job. It's just not, you're not being fiduciarily responsible, you know, to, and there's a big word. How you like that?
That was above my pay grade.
But you're not helping people. You're actually compounding their problem. You're creating even more anxiety. Entrepreneurialism is the great equalizer. It's the thing to me that lets a college dropout like this guy that only took, you know, 6 weeks of college and dropped out, be able to make what I make because it's not contingent upon a degree hanging up on the wall, you know, but it is contingent upon understanding things and becoming wise about things, you know. So I love entrepreneurialism. And so that's why, you know, I told someone, you know, Sunday I was talking to him, I said, I'm really an entrepreneur evangelist. They says, what do you think you are when you, I said, I'm an entrepreneur evangelist. I go out in the highways and the byways and tell them the good news about entrepreneurialism, you know, how it can save your finances. It can say, but you got to do it the way that it fits you, because one size doesn't fit all. And so you had a shout out. Yeah, I want, before we get.
Steve Thomas, if you're watching.
All right.
Welcome.
Welcome aboard.
Welcome.
So you've been working with Steve?
Yeah, we chatted for the first time today, and he had some questions. And
well, if he's got questions, make sure if you've got any questions on, and if you're on Tonight Live with Steve or anybody else, in the bottom right-hand corner, there's a little thing that says "Let's Chat." Just click on that, ask the questions. It goes to Reagan, and if you ask a question and Reagan likes it enough to bring it up, here's what we're gonna do tonight. Oh,
thank you for. Putting it on
it's, the it's all contingent upon Reagan. Reagan. Yeah, this is not going to be my fault. This is going to be whether Reagan likes it or not. Let me get over here real quick if I can walk and talk and chew gum at the same time. If Reagan likes what you ask, we're going to give you this right here that's on the screen. Now, if you're listening to this in a recording, of course, you're not going to be able to get this because you weren't with us. But that's a it's a little e-guide that I developed about 6 months ago. Now, you have to be a non-member, okay? This is for non-members, people that are working with our sales reps and trainers. But if you're working with our sales rep and trainers and you ask us a question and it makes it through with Reagan, then I'm automatically going to give you my $1 million email marketing system. And this is just an e-guide that basically gives you the breakdown of how I've amassed pretty good amounts of money just with email marketing. And that's one of the things I tell people, you know, you can sell a ton and never talk to people if you know how to leverage these tools, which is really cool. So we'll get into that. Reagan, you got any questions?
We do. Let's go ahead and get some the shout outs first, though. Gary had a person on tonight, Janae Durden.
All right, Janae.
Let's make sure we welcome her. Jane had someone that she wanted to shout out. Let's see here by the name.
Are you rocking?
Mm-mm, no, not at all. Manny Moyd is here tonight.
Manny, welcome aboard. So sure is we, coming with Jane?
Yeah.
All right, cool. You got a sweetheart there that you're working with.
Yeah, those are our shout-outs for right now.
Okay, then, good.
We have
good
questions coming in if you want to get to them.
But yeah, go ahead.
So our first question, I have tried SEO for years and years, never worked. How does the TW3 blog and content get us found any better than what the so-called gurus teach?
Oh, that's a great question. Well, most of the time, people that teach search engine optimization teach it in a way to where the biggest mistake. Let me back up. I don't want to knock what other people teach. I don't know. Let me knock what I see people trying to do that doesn't work. You have to get hyper focused and drilled down on your target audience. You can't just try to, for instance, go after people in. Let's say the Southeast that's between a certain age group and then say, oh, I sell senior products or, you know, something that would fit this age group. So I want everybody in the Southeast that's in this age group. You can't do that. And here's the reason you can't do that. You can't develop a compelling message that is going to resonate with a generic audience like that. However, if I have an audience in Jacksonville, Florida, between the ages of 50 and 70, and they are, let's say, for instance, Florida State fans. Mm-hmm. Now I have really drilled down on something, and I might not even be talking about Florida State football. I might not be talking about sports, but because I know that these are these people, this age group, in this area, I can hyper-target them, really drive down my SEO cost, because when you really start setting your filters, you're filtering out all the nonsense that you don't need, which then means I can shape my message that says something along the line, see how a 58-year-old Florida State fan in Jacksonville makes $250 a day. This is amazing. Mm-hmm. Well, then you put that ad in Jacksonville, Florida only, and you only target that. Well, how much better, how much higher is the conversion rate going to be?
Significantly.
And so that theory that I just laid out there, that or not theory, but that principle is the underlying principle that I use to use my voice broadcast dialer, my bulk texter, my bulk emailer, the social media marketing that I train. The you've heard it said, cliche, the riches are in the niches. Now, I don't know what other, to be honest with you, I've only attended one mastermind group that does have a couple high profile online marketers that attend this mastermind group. I don't know what's inside their content. I don't know what they train, but I can tell you people that have taken a lot of courses from different people, I don't know if they're just not getting what they're being told. because I don't know what's inside that content, so it'd be unfair for me to judge. But I can tell you the fruit of what I'm seeing people trying to execute on doesn't work because it's the wrong way of trying to drive traffic, no matter what engagement tool you're trying to use, whether it be text, email, social media, whatever. The cliche, the riches are in the niches. The better you can drill down, the better you can develop a compelling message that will bring people to whatever it is that you're trying to show them, and it's going to drive your conversion rates.
He had a follow-up to this. He said, but isn't that PPC?
Pay-per-click. Yeah, that's what pay-per-click. So he's probably gotten into some things that people are teaching about Google AdWords and stuff like that. We don't use Google AdWords. We've got some other stuff that's sort of proprietary to us. Okay. What we try to do and show our guys is, for instance, if you go back last week and listen to this is episode 334. Last week was 333. I tried to teach my guys how to get in the zeitgeist of what's going on. There's another. You like that one?
I was like, whoa. I've never even heard that word.
I'm trying to let's see. What's in the consciousness of all the people right now? What's everybody thinking about? Well, 2 weeks ago and even past this weekend was this huge controversy over the Supreme Court, right? And so I showed my audience and showed my members, even drilled down more, how that you can go after a specific type, an offer that's going to match with the people that are the most animated right now in that particular way of thinking. So go back and listen to episode 333 because I don't want to repeat it. But we don't do a lot of PP pay-per-click here. Everybody's doing it. Very few are making money off of it. And here's the thing. Those guys that are doing that and teaching a lot of that, they're teaching drive tons and tons and tons and tons of traffic to get a 2% response. I can show you how you can drive traffic, get 25 people, and convert one out of 25, and out of that one conversion, make anywhere from $450 to $1,500. You can't do that in PPC offers. Okay. So it has to do with the type of lead, the quality of lead, the stream that you're putting your hook in to pull that lead from. There's all kinds of moving parts, but over a 10-year period of doing this, we have taken people that literally have no online marketing experience whatsoever, but they know how to pick up a phone and they know how to read a script. They can do this business. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't have to do some things with these tools. They either have to do it or they have to pay one of our developers to do it for them, but it has to get done. And we teach them along the way and show them the whole time. This is what we're doing. This is what you need to do. This is what the product is about. It can be as simple as just answering a phone and reading a script.
Cool. You got you ready for the next question?
I'm ready. Hit me. James Brown. Dun, dun,
dun. This is from Marcus. It says, hi guys, I'm looking for supplemental income. Could you please discuss the call center? How many calls on average does a sales rep and trainer receive an hour? Is it open 24/7?
So that's a great question.
Breaks down what our call center is, I guess.
It breaks down because there's a misnomer that it's a passive call center that has or a roving call center where the calls are just passively coming in. Now, we do get that, but the lion's share, 99.9% of all your calls are going to come in by you using the system and driving the traffic and the calls yourself, okay? So, you can have as many as 25 calls an hour if you want to drive that kind of traffic,
or more. A lot of our members have more.
And you can drive it and have that traffic come when you want.
Yeah.
Okay. So what we have taught over the last last 4 or 5 years, we still have a call center, and we have it because people can wrap their minds around answering a phone.
Right.
People, terms like sales funnels, landing pages, opt-in forms, these are all foreign until you're in the business and in the world of it. But what we have been training people is more and more not to be necessarily on call all the time answering a phone, but driving the traffic through a funnel,
right,
that qualifies the traffic, does all the selling for you. Mm-hmm. And then if they fill out a form saying, hey, I'd like to talk to you more about this,
Then make an appointment.
Then they make an appointment, and you set your appointment how you want.
Right.
And then the people that you're talking to are high, high quality leads.
Right.
With a better conversion.
So they're pretty short conversations because they already know what's up. You're not explaining.
Right.
The system or how things work. You're just kind of answering pointed questions.
Right. Before we set that sales funnel up and showed people how to do it, what they were doing is just taking raw calls off of ads.
Oh, wow.
And then they had to do the whole process. Okay, let me explain about TW3, right. What the software does, what the system does. They had to sell it, mm-hmm. which is explaining, teaching it. Mm-hmm. Then they say, let me send you some information. And so they had to distribute the information.
Mm-hmm.
Then they had to follow up with the information.
Wow.
And then they had to say, once all that process was done, let's talk about if this is right for you. Do you like it? Do you not? You know, what do you want to do? You know, so they had to do everything. Why would someone want to do that? Well, if someone does want to deal with computers, technology, software, because there's people out there. Terry, just, you know, get somebody on the phone. I'll close it. And there's those guys out there, you know.
Yeah.
Then that's you. Do that. But for those guys that says, you know, I would rather be in a situation where I can scale my business and have a lot of this automated for me.
Mm-hmm.
And then the people that I'm actually taking my time with, they've already been qualified.
Right. I mean, it's brilliant, in my opinion. The people that I talk to.
You've talked to how many, about four or five or three or four?
I
can't. But there's been a ton of people come through your funnel.
Yeah.
But only but about four week, or five spit out the back.
This and that's week, the people that I've talked to have been super qualified. I've known what I need to know about their background.
Right.
Because the form gives me that.
Right.
So I can go into the call and speak to that specifically.
Right.
And yeah, the conversations are easy.
It's a lot easier conversation. Yeah. You know, what needs to be said has already been said.
Right.
So, and plus the other beautiful thing, this brings in a distinction. I don't know of another home-based business like this to where you don't have that pressure of having to sell something to be able to monetize activity. Because, mm-hmm. you know, while you're talking to people wanting to onboard exclusively, there is a process where if you were on the front end, you could be sending them off to hourly and stuff like that,
right.
to help monetize, you know, the engagement. And that's how you offset your expense
right.
of advertising. So it's a lot of good stuff. Great question.
That's a good question. We have some more shout outs from Mark. Shout out to Rodney N, Randy Z.
Randy Z.
Media S.
Media S. Medea. That's Medea, I think.
Oh, okay. Well, that's possible.
Because I think I've seen her name.
Yeah, I believe she's one of our members.
Actually. Yeah, I think okay. She's onboarded with Mark.
Well, then that's my bad. Apologize about that.
That is your bad.
It is.
Don't let that happen again.
Chris L, Brad T, and Aislinn D. So, shout out to them.
Well, welcome aboard. And they're all with Mark?
Yeah.
Very good. Very good. Well, you guys were the great trainer. Mark does a good job. Mark does a real good job.
Right now, that's the last of our questions, but I'm sure we'll have more come in later.
Okay. Well, let's get over here. So have you wrote down who, well, we can go back and look. The person that asked the SEO question, we'll definitely be sending you the $1 million email marketing system guide. And, you know, anybody else that's a non-member that's got a question, we're going to send that out to them free of charge. And that'll give you a little bit of the TW3 training as well. So you can sort of see a little bit of the training that's in the back office. It's a module that I basically pulled out of the back office and built that whole guide around and stuff like that.
Steve Thomas, if you're listening, you need to come up with a question.
Come up with a question. I think Lindsay's wanting to give you something. So one of the opportunities that we have at TW3, we make money off of this multiple ways, and it's our writing opportunity. We make money off of just doing the actual blogging and writing ourselves, creating content, and then monetizing that content through what we call referral marketing. But here's the dirty little secret. I make more money getting people involved in blogging than blogging myself, if that makes sense. Because we have a company, and our elite members have this in their back in their referral marketing package. One of our RMPs will allow you to sign people up that says, I want to blog. And they will get you hooked up with these companies that are needing content. Write content for us. Mm-hmm. And so our elite members get paid to recruit for them, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
So one of the cool things about TW3 is I love the position that we're in because we're sort of like, you know, what do you want to do? And be able to provide whatever it is that they want to do and get paid for it. But in that process of asking people and going out in the highways and byways, how would you like to make extra income? Does this fit you? I get paid and not selling you anything. So it's really cool. That's a great one. I'm working with a pastor right now that has been a professional speaker his whole life. And we're working with him and showing him how he's going to be able to set up a podcast to promote his speaking, mm-hmm. promote his ministry of going out and speaking. Mm-hmm. But on his podcast, we're showing him how that he can make money without ever asking for money. You know, the mm-hmm. typical, and I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it, so don't get it like, but instead of, in lieu of, as an alternative to saying, hey, if you like this podcast, if you agree with this ministry, send in your love gift and blah, 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 blah. And yeah. you know, I'm not criticizing, it's not a judgment, but instead of being in that position, being in a position, hey, if you like what you heard today, we would like you to go over and download this audio file or this MP3 file or this ebook or this or whatever. Download it. And when he sends people over there that gets this free content, he gets paid by that third party because he just sent them a lead. And so it's a win-win-win. So that's a great thing. So that's a way that you can use the TW3 platform. If you're a speaker, if you're a writer, we talked about that. If you're a speaker, selling in the call center is our most popular way because we've got guys in there, and Gary Green does an excellent job of teaching people how to work in that call center and take calls and follow his script. And you can make anywhere from $450 to $1,500 a day if you're bringing in 25 qualified leads a day, because that's the numbers. If you've got 25 people that already have seen, they want it, all it's a matter of you getting them connected with it. I mean, and so he does a bang up job. He's one of our top, as well as some other guys. But I always think of, when I think call center, I think Gary, because he's been with it and doing it so long and so doing so well with it. I'm telling you that right there for people that get intimidated with online marketing and, oh my gosh, he's talking blogging, he's talking email, and their heads start spinning. Can you talk on the phone? You know, and that's a great way. You got something that's,
oh, we have questions coming in.
Hey, go ahead.
I'm not
going to
try and cut you off. Well, first, we got another shout out. This is from Ron. He says, hello, guys. Love your show. Please give it a shout out to Kelly, Terry, and Doug.
So. Kelly, myself, mm-hmm. and Doug.
Yep, that's right. All yourself, right. Specifically.
And Terry. I like that man's name, or that lady's name, whoever it is. We like that name.
This is a question from Denise. Or Dennis, because it's spelled that way, but I'm pretty sure this one's Denise. Just to make sure I don't mess this up.
Do we need someone else to read the names over here? I mean,
you know, maybe.
Every night he's maybe. Over. It's a boo, Bob. Oh, okay.
It's not my fault. You just, people have different pronounced names. You never know. If I want to get started but can't get approved for financing and don't have the money to start, where do you recommend starting?
So here's what I would recommend doing. I would recommend coming on as a sales rep, which is free. Okay, that's our sales affiliate position. Since you don't have the money, you're going to have to put in sort of the hustle, right? Because you don't have the tools that's going to drive the leads to you, so there's some cold calling involved. But here's what you can do. Work with your trainer, your recruiter, whoever that is, and tell them, hey, send me some leads. I'll buy leads from you even. And let them sell you some leads. They can sell you probably 25 leads for $50 or so, okay, or whatever. I don't know what they charge. I charge $89, but that's just because, you know, I'm trying to discourage people from buying anything from me and buying it from my reps, to be honest with you. I'm trying to price myself out of the situation, but my reps can probably do it a little bit cheaper. Let them generate some leads for you, start selling it, and then just, you know, work your way up, you know, start making some money by reselling the system as a sales rep, a sales affiliate, basically, through your trainer. And then once you start making some money, you know, cash roll that, bankroll it over into, you know, becoming a member. Did I wake you up?
No, I have a question, but I can't, this is a personal question, but I can't read it right now.
A personal question for me?
It's a technical question, if you don't mind muting my mic for a sec.
Okay. Hold 1 second. Matter of fact, that's a great time. We'll just be back right after this. One of the hardest things I feel like for an adult to do. As you get older and you 30s and 40s and your metabolism starts slowing down, it's just losing weight. I mean, I used to could knock off 10 pounds just like that. But here lately, man, when I shot past 40, my metabolism went boom like that. I have discovered, because through Dr. Paul, a way of eating called, it's called the keto diet. It's not just low carb. It's a lower carb. It's not a no carb diet. But for you guys like me that grew up meat eaters, you love meat, red meat and steaks and all of that. And it just fits my diet, what I like. And, you know, getting off of the starches and the breads and the pastas and stuff. Yeah, it was a challenge at first, but now I don't even crave it anymore. I'm not a big coffee drinker, and drinking that bullet coffee in the morning was a little bit, an adjustment. But I can tell you, I've been on this thing now going on, I guess, 6 months, 40 pounds so far. I don't even feel like I'm on a diet. I can go out to eat. I can eat at home. We're about to do some cruising. And, you know, cruise ship, you can just look at a cruise ship and gain 10 pounds. But I believe it's a lifestyle change that if you adapt, I'm talking, you know, the things I was having, the pre-diabetic issues, the heart issues, the psoriasis and skin, all the autoimmune things and the things. It is amazing how just changing the way you eat can fix so many issues. And if you can fix your issues without the medication, I'm telling you, you're better served. And I can't say enough for this way of living and eating. And that's why I promote that keto system over at TerryWilson3.com/keto. TerryWilson3.com/keto. If you want a free trial, check it out. It might be for you. It might not be for you. I'm not wanting anyone jump on something that's not right for them. But for me, it was a way to continue to be able to eat and eat, because I'm not one of those that's going to count calories. I'm not one of those, you know, I'm a big guy. I've got a big appetite for life, for food and everything else. You know, I'm one of those type of guys. And this allowed me and afforded me a way to continue to enjoy life, eat, and still lose weight. So go over to TerryWilson3.com/keto. That's TerryWilson3.com/keto. Check it out. It might be just the thing that you're looking for. And you get a free trial just for checking it out. Yeah, the commercial is about 3 minutes.
I was about to say, that's a long commercial. My question was like 10 seconds.
And then well, I didn't know if you was going to, you know, pontificate over there for the next.
Well, you know me, always pontificating.
No, don't do that in public.
We got our next question. This one comes from Pat. You mentioned the cost being more in a short while and new tools added. I am 66 and technology challenged. Will the new tools make this easier?
No. The new tools are adding on to the tools that we have.
Sure.
Good
to be honest.
Yeah. I mean,
I'm trying to hide that.
Well, and here's the thing, Lindsay. I don't know if I would agree with the premise that it's difficult or complicated now, because that's subjective. For some people, they literally get in here in 3 weeks or 3 days, they're up and running, they got their blog, they got everything, because they're used to dealing with certain tools like this.
Right.
If you're not used to it, then yeah, there's a learning curve.
There is a learning curve.
It's a learning curve. And so, you know, it just depends on where you're at on the spectrum. So if someone says, I'm older, I'm not technical, then I would tell them, what I would do is break this thing down in very, very, very small chunks.
Right.
Very small. And don't try to do everything that's possible in TW3 right now. And don't try to use every tool that's possible in TW3 right now, because you'll get overwhelmed.
Right.
What you ought to do is take the very basics, just go through the steps 1 through 6 and stop. Okay.
When I started, I gave myself 30 minutes a day.
Yeah.
And I said, for 30 minutes, I'm going to learn. And that was good for me. I learned a little bit every day, and I'm not very technically minded, so that was a good pace for me.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you got to break it up, whatever works for you and however, but you're right, just breaking it up in small, itsy-bitsy bites.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, what drives calls to your call center, what drives calls to your extension, what brings leads in front of you is these marketing tools.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no way around it. There's no this isn't a genie in a bottle. It's a tool that you have to use. You know, and so I get the question all the time, well, is it difficult? Well, I don't know. You know, for some people it is, some people it's not. All I can tell you is we have step-by-step training. Yeah. We pay our trainers the lion's share of the profits so that they are incentivized to help you.
Right.
We don't take it. We sort of get outsource it because we're only a few people. We can't answer every question that you could possibly have. So we try to offset some of that support to our recruiters and trainers. So they're there for you and they can help you. And we've got, you've met them. We got some great ones. I mean, just quality people that want to see their people succeed. So I'm proud of that. So the new tools will just add and supplement to what we already have. The price is going up. And if you want to get involved, I mean, I wouldn't wait much longer because we're probably in the next couple of weeks going to be raising our prices from $5.97. It's going up to $9.97. And the $12.97 is going up to $14.97. So if you're in that range of looking at products now, our Elite package, which is the package I think everyone at some point should get to, especially if they've got an agency, especially if they've got people that work under them, they've got a sales organization, because it's an entire platform that you can manage your entire business with, all your sub agents with. So people that are in insurance and real estate, man, it is perfect for that, because what you're going to be able to do is geek. It's sort of like virtual booth rental. You know, if you went to work for Century 21, you pay them, you know, $50 a week to go and work at the office there, and you got your own little cubicle and you got the desk and you got all these tools to do real estate. Well, being an Elite member is sort of like having the entire Century 21 office, and then you got all these booths in it that you can get people plugged into, and they got all the tools to do their business. And then you got 15 different ways to monetize the engagement of all of your members and what they're doing in your business. So it's a good product. So
I think a good icebreaker question for those are like, is it too technologically difficult? Is, do you know how to operate pop-up blockers on your computer? Because if you don't, either learn or maybe this won't be for you. Because from a tech support standpoint,
you're going from,
I get so many questions just like, I can't see. It's like, well, do you have pop-up blocker installed? What's a pop-up blocker? It's like, well, okay, let's break this down. Do you have this thing called Norton installed?
There are some basic computer skills and understanding and vocabulary.
Right. It's really more vocabulary.
It's really just the vocabulary.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's not, you know, once I explain to someone.
We're not going to make you code. You're not going to have to learn.
You don't have to understand HTML, CSS, all that. It's not coding. Like that. It's literally taking a mouse on your computer, pointing at something, clicking on it, or dropping and dragging.
Yeah.
However, the instructions might be, you know,
copy and paste
the embed code and put it over here. Well, how do I copy and paste?
What's an embed code?
Control
how do I copy
C,
paste?
Yeah. V.
Yeah. I mean, so those things, that's basic, but right. If you've never done anything, then
you never worked in an office setting or had to do anything admin wise, I can see it being a challenge.
Oh yeah, if that's something you've never had to do, I mean, you can't make fun of anyone for that, because it's like, what? Why?
And here's the other
thing,
you know. And I say this just because he said it himself, so I'm not saying anything he didn't say. And I love him to death. He's one of our rock stars, Joe. Mm. I love Joe. Yeah. Joe in Atlanta. And I asked him one time, remember when we interviewed Joe on the show? I said, would you consider yourself to be a technical person? And he said, I can't even spell that. What are you talking about? I mean, Joe is not a technical person, but he rocks this business out.
Yeah.
Rocks it out.
And I'm sure when he started, he didn't know. I'm saying this as sort of build him up, but I know for a fact he didn't know all the terms. He didn't, you know.
I don't think he still does.
But he was able to
learn. I've read some of his questions.
But he was able to make it work.
We love you, Joe. I'm just kidding.
But he was able to make it work.
But he made it work.
Yeah.
You know, so
that being said, where Joe wasn't strong in, say, maybe the tech department, he was strong in sales. He knows how to sell.
Because he's a genuinely good guy. He genuinely cares for his people. They get that.
Right. Yeah.
And he takes care of them. And so where he couldn't tell you, you know, how to set your screen.
Oh, I mean, we were with him during the conference. He was taking calls during the conference.
But yeah, he knows how to drive traffic and do enough to get calls going left and right.
Yeah. Anyway, we got.
By the way, Joe, you got a crazy lady still calling me. We'll talk about that later. And you know who she is.
got this next question coming up. This one's from Caroline. This is from
Sweet Caroline.
I knew you were going to do that as soon as I mentioned her name.
Do I need to get the keys going?
All right. This is from Caroline. It says, I'm ready to promote TW3 2 to 3 hours daily. I'm a plus member now and plan to reinvest 50% of my earnings to upgrade to elite. My question is, do you think 3 hours daily is enough?
Here's what I think. I think you need to try your best to speak with, either through telephone or text or emailing back and forth, you need to talk in real time with 25 people a day at first. That might be only 30 minutes, an hour. That might be 3 hours. But I don't break things down in time as much, because what takes some people 30 minutes to do takes other people 5 hours to do. Mm-hmm. So I know if you want to get a good head start in this business, talk to 25 people. Now, when I say talk, that means I'm talking to them via email, text, talking to them on the phone. But I'm touching 25 new people every day, and then I'm following up the following day with the people I talk to, and then I'm following up and I'm following. Okay? If you do that, it's just a numbers game. It is just a numbers game. You're going to make anywhere from $450 to $1,500 a day. That's what it takes. Now, if your goal, your income goal is, $450 a week, then 25 to 50 people a week, which might be only 30 minutes a day, So it's just numbers. It's, getting those qualified people in front of you is what it takes. I can't imagine you not being able to do that within 3 hours, but I can't guarantee it because I just don't know.
Sure. Can I say something?
You can say more than something.
So I am working with 5 qualified leads a week right now.
Right.
And I am a schedule psycho.
You're a schedule Nazi.
I mean, I'm crazy.
No time for you.
And so what I'm doing right now is I'm planning for 1 hour a day, 5 days a week. Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is because I'm a relational seller.
Right.
Like, I don't want to just pick up the phone and sell you something. I want to be cordial and right.
You want to get to know them.
Yeah. I want to know their heart a little bit and share a little bit of mine. And
right.
So
well, you're doing
depending on your personality.
That's good. That's real good.
It could, just to set that expectation, because I know the question was from a woman.
Yeah. Well, that's thank you. Thank you. I really appreciate you speaking in that, because you're right. That's what I'm saying. It really, and here's the thing. The way you got 5 qualified leads to be able to do that is those 25 were already windled down to that. What I'm saying? They were already processed.
Right.
You're talking about processed leads. You use these tools the way we show you, then you're not doing any of that front end work. And you literally can make really good money only talking to 5 people a week.
Yeah.
Because you're talking to 5 highly qualified people.
Right. Because it's the right people.
It's the right people. You're not wasting your time with everybody else. So that's good stuff. Yes, sir.
Sorry. I was just staring at you intently. I'm sure it's weird.
You were making me feel a little uncomfortable.
Yeah. That's what happens when I zone out, get that 1,000-yard stare. this one, we got another question. This one comes from a person that submitted the previous question, which was a good question. Stop it. Let's see. Got another. Are we provided script geared towards selling the software to businesses that have their own marketing staffs, like a turnkey system that can teach their assistants or other staff?
We have scripts to either sell to business or business to customer. So if you're selling this as a business opportunity, we've got scripts. If you're selling this as a business solution, we have scripts. So yes. And we have more importantly than just the scripts, what I like is we've got hours and hours of video that's targeted for a particular type of client that you can just send to, and it does the presentation for you. Yeah. So you don't have to be the presenter, and it's me talking about my stuff, and you say, listen to this guy. And then what your job is just to do the follow-up and to fill in the gaps and answer the questions they might have, because this Southern boy in his dialect probably wasn't as clear as it could have been. But, we've got tons and tons of video that will do the selling for you as well, which is really good. So, you know, that call center is a powerful, powerful way. We've been doing this for 10 years with that. And craft assembly is something I brought on last year, Lindsay. And this is so cool. The way this thing works is these companies that work with toy companies and all this other stuff, there are people like Mamoa that will buy a toy and would rather have someone else assemble it than have it come in a blue million pieces. And then you're up, you know, the night of trying to put everything together and racking your head.
And so, thinking mean thoughts.
And thinking mean thoughts.
Bad words.
And bad words. And, yeah. And like really
hoot.
Like, yes, like hoot and shucks and darn and farfenugan. And all of these words that just...
You've shouldn't. Never said something like, who made these directions? What were they thinking?
No, I've said worse than that. I've cursed them, their country, and everything.
Conor McGregor fight all over again.
Yeah. But these folks, they will get people that can do such work, so inclined to do such work, to do it from home. They send them all the stuff. They assemble it. You ship it out, and you get paid.
So, like... How would you ship an assembled toy carefully? I'm thinking of like Legos, for example. They wouldn't it come apart?
I don't know. Why would you assemble Legos? Well, that's stupid.
Okay, okay. Good point.
Got really specific all of a sudden.
I mean, that's the dumbest thing ever. Why would you assemble a Lego?
Well, I'm thinking
I mean,
about,
that's the toy itself.
I'm thinking about stuff we put together. Okay.
I didn't even think about that. That's a good point. Why would you assemble the Legos? That okay. is the toy.
Bad example. Not Legos, but like a car.
What's in that blue container?
Water.
You ain't been
but
taking
like
more
a car.
Cough medicine, have you?
I haven't been taking any more cough medicine. A car, yes. For example, like the Power Wheels that we got our kids.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wait, those don't even assemble either. Bikes. Okay.
Yeah, that, yeah.
Like, how do you ship a bike?
I don't know. I'm not in shipping business.
Okay. It's completely off topic. My mind's just...
But I don't know. I mean, I don't... There are probably some things they can, some things they can't.
Yeah.
I'm gonna laugh. I'm going to laugh so hard if it is Legos, though. If we find this and it turns out it is
and
Legos,
I'm gonna not laugh. I'm gonna be like, "Y'all were wrong."
Well, I didn't even think about it. It wasn't until he was like, "Why would they assemble the Legos? That is the toy."
Justin's already texted me, like, "Baby,
Justin, straighten her out."
Oh, here he did give me an example. Carrington's kitchen.
Yes,
we bought her this like little. Toddler kitchen, and it did not go well with his soul to put that thing together.
Was he being challenged?
He was, and he's very smart.
Was he quoting James 1, count it all joy and diverse trials and tribulations?
I was quoting that over him.
Lord, just make it.
But so like something like that, how would you ship that?
I don't know.
Okay, okay.
Why am I being put on trial here of how the logistics of this thing happens? I'm just, it's not my business. I'm just saying
explain it.
I'm just saying that there's companies out there, and I think it has more to do with these little jewelry things and arts and crafts and those types of things. I don't think it has to do with, you know, 10-speed bicycles, large kitchens.
An actual playground.
They're not going to.
Life-size trampoline.
Ship a trampoline.
I'm just thinking of stuff we've been putting together.
After you put together the trampoline, you actually put together the hauling truck that it goes on. And you drive it yourself. Turns out the second part of the job is a long
I've never regret so much bringing something up my entire life.
I'm sorry.
Good Lord. I don't know. But that's one opportunity. Among others, like freight brokering.
I'm just going.
Now you get back in that microphone. I got the camera on you. There's freight brokering opportunities we have. There's insurance and real estate. This guy the other day says, "Well, don't you have to be licensed to be in insurance?" And I said, "Yes, if you sell insurance, but you don't have to be licensed to produce leads for insurance." Did you know that?
I did because you said it on the podcast about 3 months ago.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. So I'm repeating myself.
Good info, though.
Well.
It's almost like we have new people here.
No, but seriously, you can generate leads for the real estate business, the insurance business, and we've already got companies out there that'll pay you $5, $10, $15, $25, $30 for those leads. And so that's pretty cool. Here, let me get that off of you so you can take a drink. Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I'm thirsty. All that laughing.
Go ahead. Are you done?
I am.
All right. We'll get it back over on you.
He wonders why I don't want a camera on me.
I got her in the hot seat. All right. What other questions? Save us, Reagan.
I don't think we have any right now.
My thing is blinking. There's got to be some more coming in.
I can check our transcripts.
Check and see real quick. But we've got the insurance, real estate, health and wellness, which is something that you're near and dear to your heart. There's ways that you can make money with health and wellness through TW3 and its platform. And the one that I love, I do, and a lot of my other clients do, is the coaching and consulting. One of the greatest things I love about what we do here is we're able to help people find what they want to do and give them a platform to do it on. Because at the end of the day, it's like I was talking with someone that, has spent their life in a full-time type of speaking world, and the world has changed on them. And I'm excited for them because I'm going to be able to see them get back to using their gift, get back to doing it, what fulfills them, brings life to them. And they're going to be able to do it because now they're no longer dependent upon that old way of doing things, because that old way of doing things has gone by.
It's left them. Yeah.
But it doesn't mean the gift that's inside them has left. It doesn't mean that they still don't have value and still don't have a way and still don't have something to offer. They just got to be, sort of refocused and put in a way that they can get back out there and do what they want to do and do what they're called to do. And it's very exciting. So that's pretty cool. So we're good?
We're good.
We're good. So if we don't have any more questions, let me just encourage you guys.
Wait. I swear it just came in.
Whoa.
I don't want you to get too far off. I'm sorry. It says it's blinking.
Over and just hit him with my...
Well, you're going to be even more mad because I'm now looking for it and it's gone. I think what's happening, and this is my guess, people might submit questions and then they'll submit and then exit off, like, I guess maybe to come back later or something. But when they do that, it doesn't show me, like, on our chat service, their question. It just goes straight to our transcript, so I only see it way later.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It is, and so I'll have these little notifications pop up, then I'll pull them up, and then nothing.
Yeah, I was getting the blink, like, so I don't know if it just, they got...
Because it's gone now, so.
Gotcha.
I apologize for interrupting.
No worries. So if you guys are working with one of our recruiters and trainers, and you decided... you want to do this, get with them in the next couple days, because like I said, the prices will be going up and we don't want you to miss the opportunity. Ask them about how long we've been in business and let them show you some things that we've been doing for the last 10 years. The track record's out there, the ratings are out there, the feedback's out there, everything's out there. But I'm telling you, the thing that excites me the most is seeing people that have tried the pills, thrills, lotions, and potions and nothing ever seems to work, and then they finally get in. And they see everything is sort of laid out for them. It's not done for them. It's laid out for them. And they put one tool upon one tool, and then they build their business and they take off. And that's really exciting to see. Mm-hmm. So get with your recruiters, get with your trainers, get with those folks. Tell them you want to go ahead and move forward with this thing. You want to take control of your career, your income, and do it before you lose out on the lower pricing right now. Because like I said, it will be going up here in the coming weeks, and we don't want you to lose out on that. If you've got any questions for me, you can always connect with me at terrywilson3.com/contact, terrywilson3.com/contact. I don't typically take phone calls because I'm on the phone all the time with other things, and so I do have people have sent me messages through social media and said, Terry, here's my number, give me a call. I don't call. I'm just going to go ahead and warn you. You're not going to get a call. But if you want to send in a specific question, if I can answer it, I'll get to it. Or I can send it to someone that can answer it for me real quick. And it's not because, as they say in the South, I'm high on the hog. I'm not trying to be better than everyone else. It's just my time. I am literally doing all I can to keep all the trains running on time. Did you say you had something?
Might be more of a training question, but I can go ahead and ask. And you
go
can
ahead.
Say
go ahead.
For, trainings. Has anyone sent your lead gen demo video and email to inns and real estate agents?
Has anyone sent my lead
gen demo video and email to ins and real estate agents, insurance and insurance.
Typically, that's 90% of what we first sent to, because that's how this whole business was started. I was an insurance agent needing to generate leads for my insurance business. So yeah, there's a ton of lead gen demos for, and that reminds me, if you are a member, even if you're not in the insurance business, I've got a new insurance training that I'm releasing this Wednesday night at 9 p.m. This is going to be an elite and plus membership training. However, everyone is invited to it. It's going to be on the live training. However, if you're not there for the live training, it will not be recorded to where you can access it later on, unless you're a plus or elite member. Okay. So if you want to see how some of the plus and elite training goes, you'll want to be on with us live Wednesday night at 9 o'clock if you're a member. I'm going to show you exactly step by step how I won all those trips to Fiji and everything else selling life insurance. Okay. Even if you're not an insurance agent, okay, this is going to be valuable information because you can use this to speak better to other insurance agents of how you could use this system to generate leads. You're also going to be able to use this information. Maybe there's you're not an insurance agent, but you want to use one of our referral marketing partners who will buy insurance leads for you. So if you know how to generate leads, you've got a valuable commodity there. So that's going to be Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. Like I said, it's not going to be recorded. Okay. The only people that's going to have access to this after the fact is our plus and elite members. So if you're not a plus and elite member, you can still see it live, but you'll want to be there live to check it out. And that'll sort of give you a taste of some of the elite training and plus training that we do. If you want to enroll, you can go to terrywilson3.com/enroll. That's terrywilson3.com/enroll. And get involved and make sure you put your recruiter's name down as to who, because those are the people that's going to be supporting. And if you don't put a recruiter's name down, if you put my name down, I'm going to cross-reference your email with someone else to see who it is. And then if you don't have a recruiter and trainer, I'm going to assign you to one of my top elite trainers because I don't write personal business anymore. I give that to one of our elite members because I want you to have that extra training. And do that, okay, and have that. So any other questions or anything? Lindsay, do you have anything that you want to ask about as far as assembly or, you know?
I don't. I feel like tonight was really good with lots of great information for potential people.
I think you're lying.
I don't have any questions. I think it was good. I'm hoping Steve Thomas watched because he wanted to kind of get to know us and the business a little more, and it was really good for that.
So you got to tell him we were real people.
That, yeah,
you
know, I told him. I was like,
scared him away.
He says, man, that's just a little too real for me.
Maybe. Yeah. It's possible.
It happens. I am who I am. I'm not the best possible person.
But now working leads, like, I think that one of our most valuable things is to refer them to the podcast. Like, just come on and hang out with us and ask us questions and see that we're real. Like, yeah. It's not a scam.
It's not a scam.
We're real, we're fun, and we love what we do.
We love what we do, and what we do pays the bills.
Yes.
Pays it well, and it just doesn't pay mine. We've got tons and tons of people that have been doing this for years. And so this whole idea, the thing that frustrates me about the opportunity space, this is the only thing, but people that don't give themselves a chance, they quit way too early on themselves.
Yeah.
And then they blame everybody and say everything's a scam because, you know, they weren't a millionaire in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so I always say, listen, if that's you, then move along. This isn't going to be right for you because I can't guarantee that in the first week you're going to be a millionaire. I even told this one, I ticked this lady off today.
Oh, goodness.
And I laughed.
Oh, no.
I don't know why, but here lately, I just enjoy irritating people. Is that wrong?
That's a positive
that is
trait
wrong.
To have.
But, you know, I don't enjoy irritating everybody.
Okay.
But certain people, that's like, you need to be rubbed on a little. Let me get some sandpaper.
I'll have to be honest and say there's like a couple people I don't mind irritating.
Well, she was just giving me the third degree and trying to get me to say, she was trying to position me rhetorically to guarantee her that if I got the system, if she got the system, then she would be able to make X amount of dollars And she says, I just don't feel like you're trying to sell this because you keep putting it back on me. Well, it depends on how you use it, you know, how much you use it, how long it takes. And I was like, well, that's because, you know, I can't.
Correct.
You know, that's like.
I'm not selling this to you.
Well, I asked her, I says, if you went to Harvard and you told them, hey, if I spend the tuition it takes to go to Harvard Law and I get a law degree and I become a lawyer at Harvard, will you guarantee me that I'll make X, Y, and Z if you suck at being a lawyer? You know.
Yeah.
So she got a little tough. Well, here's the line I told her. I said, listen, I can't guarantee you any results, but I can guarantee you this. She says, what? I says, you will have no excuses.
True.
And she got aggravated.
Uh-oh.
Big facts. Big facts.
But I tell you what, you know, it's just the way it is. But, you know, the thing I love seeing is when people are hungry, they've been beat down by life, they've tried things and they don't work, but they honestly, in their heart of hearts, it's not them. It's just the situation.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And they really do want to do something. It's just the situation wasn't right at the time and it wasn't the right fit for them or whatever. But it wasn't them. It was the thing. And then they get and they grab a hold of this and they take off. Man, there's nothing more rewarding than seeing people, you know, take off. And that's fun to watch. Well, guys, thanks for coming out tonight. I hope you found value in tonight's podcast. I apologize. We're about a minute late because of the linkage break there. But those things happen. And
They don't happen. They shouldn't happen. I'm writing the review as we speak. I'll just all the people that are planning on writing a review, don't worry, I'm already writing it. I will be
this man
it.
Is a crook. He He's don't even fraud. Show up on time on his butt. Yeah.
We're being facetious. That's rude. This was fun. This was good times.
Good night, everybody. Talk to you later.
Thank you for listening to our show today at TerryWilson3.com. If you would like more information on how we can take your money, your business, and your life to the next level, then please visit us online at TerryWilson3.com or call 800-673-1728.
This is the Terry Wilson. Really? I'm excited, Terry. I want to get started here.
Is this a celebrity, Terry Wilson?
Oh, my word.
How you doing, sir?
Dude, don't even go there. I've been listening to this for a while, and I'm finally like, okay. God, what a privilege. I mean...